This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And welcome to Taraweeh Reminder, Day 28. Now, I'm coming with a recipe for you now. If you go through the Quran and you skim through, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about three types of nafs. And I want you today, inshallah, this is psychology, okay? I want you to decide which type of nafs and what are you going to do, inshallah, towards the end of Ramadan. The worst type of nafs is mentioned in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12 and number 53. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. النفس الأمارة بالسوء. Allah didn't say النفس الأمارة بالسوء. Why? أمارة على وزن فعالة صيغة مبالغة. It's the nafs that is in a constant state of commanding you to do wrong. Why? Because you got used to this. You know, you got addicted to this. That's the worst type of nafs. But then, subhanAllah, across your life, you go through stages and you try to improve your character and you become a better nafs. So Allah subhanAllah talks about the second type of nafs in Surah Al-Qiyamah. So number 75 and number 2. After Allah said in the first ayah, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. Allah's taking an oath by the day of Qiyamah, standing. Everybody going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah said in the next ayah, ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. That's the second type of nafs. Again, Allah didn't say النفس اللائمة, but He said النفس اللوامة. What's the difference? النفس اللائمة means it will blame you one time, but اللوامة, you're in a constant state of blaming yourself once you do something wrong. And it's that type of person, subhanAllah, when they become far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they get so depressed because there is nothing meaningful in their life. But then they start feeling, you know what, I need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once they start this, it takes time to get it out of your system, to become a better person, because you were used to do everything evil. So now you do something good and you trip, but you get up again. No problem. Every time you try, Allah will accept you. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Surah number 51 and number 50. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. When all the doors are closed, there is a door that's open 24/7. If you turn to Allah anytime, He will never say no to you. When those group of mushrikeen came to the Prophet ﷺ, and these were like nafs, Ammara bisu. They said, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were not Muslims yet. Inna nuhibbu ma tad'u ilayhi. And the hadith in Sahih Muslim, we love that which you advocate. Walakinna qawmun asrafna ala anfusina fil ma'asi. But we have gone to the stream in committing all types of sins. And they're all major sins. Killing, riba, adultery, you name it. Fahallana min tawbah. If we were to accept Islam, is there expiation for our sins? And the Prophet ﷺ had no answer for them. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following ayah, which is one of the most hopeful ayahs in the Quran. Surah 39, Az-Zumar, ayah number 53. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Allahu Akbar. Allah is talking to Muhammad ﷺ. Oh Muhammad, say to those slaves. Oh, look at the mercy. He didn't say, قُلْ لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah could have said this. Say to those polytheists, those who associate partners with me, no, Allah called them ibadi. You see, even if you are a nafs, al-ammara bisu, and you want to turn back to Allah, Allah will never send you back. He said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh Muhammad, say to those slaves of mine who have gone to the extreme in committing all types of sins, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Think about this. Some of us, you say, يَا أَخِي ذَنْبِي كَبِيرٌ. Allahu Akbar. Some people say, you know, my sins are great. Allah is greater. Allah will accept you. Why? Allah said, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah forgives all types of sins. Ya Shaykh, you don't know how many sins I've committed. I have done so much bad. Allah is telling you, I forgive all types of sins, minor and major. What else do you want? Why? إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because He called Himself not غافر, He forgives one time, you committed so many sins, He is غفور. على وزن فعول, صيغة مبالغة. Every time you turn back in repentance to Him, He will forgive you. رحيم, He will shower you with His mercy all the time. So you can skip from النفس الأمارة بالسوء to the next type of nafs. And the next type of nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by it. It means it's still great. Nafs lawama. Why? Because when you commit the sin, you feel the heat of the sin, and then you want to go back to Allah. You know what? Because you need to cleanse that heart. The Prophet ﷺ said, كُلَّمَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ ذَنْبًا نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءَ. Every single time you commit a sin, a black drop falls on your heart until you continue sinning and sinning until your heart is covered with a layer of blackness. And at that point, the Prophet ﷺ recited this ayah in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. الران هو السواد. It means that their hearts are covered with a layer of blackness. A man came to Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. He said, Ya Imam, U'iddu tahuri, wa ana mubakkiran, wa ana ul-istighath bi salat al-fajr, wa lakinni la astayqidh. Oh Imam, I sleep early, and I have the intention to wake up for Fajr, and I prepare my water for wudu. There were no taps at this, like we have today. Life was not that easy. But I don't wake up for Fajr. You know what Imam Ahmad told him? Listen carefully. He said, قَيَّدَتْكَ ذُنُوبُكَ. Your sins are a barrier between you and waking up for Fajr. What's the relationship between this and that? How many of us stand in prayer and you ask them after the salah, Akhi, did you communicate with Allah? Did you connect with Allah? Salah comes from salah, connection. Was there a strong signal? Did you connect with Allah? Did you feel the ayat behind the imam? Did one ayah hit you on the heart? If the heart is clean, because the sins, what do they do? They cover the heart. أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ لَتَصْدَعُ. Prophet said, hearts get rusty. قِيلَ وَمَا جِلَاءُهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. How can we remove that rust? قَالَ تِلَاوَةَ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. He said two things that will clean that heart. He said, recitation of the Quran, because you remember, whoever does this, Allah is preparing this for him. You get motivated. And ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ, remembering death. If I know that I might meet Allah tonight, I'll have to be ready for that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing, so if I become a nafs al-lawama, what do I need to do? I need to work on becoming the best nafs. What's the best nafs? Go to Surah Al-Fajr, Surah number 89 and number 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes another oath. He said, Allah is calling the best type of nafs. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Allahu Akbar. The nafs that has the serenity of Iman, the nafs that have that peace inside. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiya. As if like the person when they are on the deathbed and they reach that nafs al-mutma'inna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. What will give me that peace? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhina amanu, those who believe, wa tatma'innu qulubuhum. They will achieve that peace and security and serenity of the heart. How? Bi dhikrillah, by remembering Allah. The Quran is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Allah is far from imperfection. Allah is perfect in everything. That's dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. With the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get that peace of the heart and you get that peace of the mind. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Irji'i ila rabbiki radiya. You are content with Allah, mardiya. And Allah will keep giving you until you are content. Allah didn't say, Sa'idatan, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you sa'idah. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will keep giving you, because happiness is something temporal. You could be happy now, and in a few minutes you will not be happy, you'll be sad. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَرْضَى, meaning you'll be content with whatever Allah gives you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are content with me, regardless of what happens in your lifetime. You're going through a pandemic, you're going through difficulties, but you accepted my qadr. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 64 and number 11, Surah Al-Taghabun, Allah said, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah knows what happens. Any hardship that you go through, it's with the permission of Allah. Allah is testing you. Allah is testing me. Allah said, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. It doesn't mean whoever believes in Allah, because you're a believer. It means whoever accepts the qadr of Allah. You're content with the hardship that you're going through. You know that this life is nothing but a test. You accept the test and you're happy with it. Allah is testing me. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَى. If Allah loves one of his slaves, he'll keep testing him. So Allah loves me. Allah is testing me. So I it means it's a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm accepting the test of Allah. Allah said, then Allah Once you accept the qadr of Allah, Allah will give you that peace. So you need to work from an-nafs al-ammara bis-su, the worst type, to an-nafs al-lawwama, and then you work for the rest of your life to get to an-nafs al-mutma'inna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all amongst an-nafs al-mutma'inna. Ameen, ameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.